All right, back to it. We've got a lot to talk about here today. My next guest is Congressman John Molinar. He represents Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you back. We've got a lot of territory to cover today, if you don't mind.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, my friend. I want to talk about your new position as the chair of the House Select Committee on the CCP, but first, I do have to ask you about this open border problem that came to Michigan with the 25-year-old woman being murdered brutally along U.S. 131 right inside the city of Grand Rapids. Nice city, good place, and this open border, buddy, it is terrible. I've not heard Gretchen Whitmer say one thing about this, the governor. Has not mumbled one thing, so I thought maybe you'd like to talk about the problems we're facing in Michigan and around this country from this reckless and dangerous open border policy.
Well, you're absolutely right. Every state now is a border state, and we've seen that come to Michigan. When you see the crime that happens, you know, we're a rule of law nation, and when you don't enforce the border and you don't enforce the rule of law, it creates chaos. And so, you know, when you've had, since this administration took office, over 6 million people documented across our southern border, that doesn't even count the ones that have been coming in that we aren't aware of. They're bringing fentanyl in, human trafficking, and our criminals. We're now seeing Chinese nationals, over 10,000 across our southern border, you know, people on the terrorist watch list. So it's no surprise that we're going to have more crime in our cities and communities. And it's something the Biden administration is directly responsible for.
And they want it to happen. It's quite clear. They believe these people will be voters someday. This is all intentional for them to say, oh, we just can't do anything. Yes, you can. You can enforce the laws, and you could deploy National Guard units along the border to close it. You could do that in about 5 minutes. All right. So let's move on to this other threat that I do think is an existential threat to us, and that is China. And you are now the chair of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. It's a good place for you to be. And you're seeing it right here in Michigan. China trying to set up these EV plants in Big Rapids and Marshall. And look, they're all tied back to Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party. I think they're a terrible idea. The federal government says they are a threat to national security. And yet, back to Gretchen Whitmer, she soldiers on and continues to push EVs, which apparently nobody wants, by the way, because Fisker, the startup electric company, was just delisted by New York Stock Exchange. They're going broke. They'll be gone soon. And so will General Motors and so will Ford if we can road. The Chinese Communist Party couldn't be more happy if that occurred, could they?
Well, you're absolutely right. We are playing on their home field. When it comes to these EPA emission standards that are forcing auto companies to adapt technology that is not in line with what their customers are asking for, it's making us further our dependence on China and the Chinese Communist Party. And they have the supply chain with strategic minerals, technology, and we're putting our own businesses at risk. And now with the state of Michigan subsidizing companies that are based and headquartered in China, once again, those companies are already subsidized by China. Now we're subsidizing them with American state taxpayer dollars, and they're also going to be applying for the Biden so-called Inflation Reduction Act tax credits and further using American taxpayer dollars to compete against us.
Yeah, we're paying for them to beat us across the board because it's not just EVs. And look, as we're building EVs, they're building coal-fired power plants. One or more a week now in China. And who's selling them the coal? We are, in large part. West Virginia, Wyoming, we're shipping coal to them. And Mongolia, a lot of coal, bad coal from Mongolia. But it's not just that. It's prescription medication that all runs back to China. It's food with companies like Smithfield that have been owned by the Chinese since 2004, our largest meatpacking company in America. It's land, agricultural land. It's all of these things. I mean, China is a threat to us from many different directions.
Well, they are, and they're aggressive at home, abroad. When you consider the ways they're trying to influence and dominate, whether it's national security issues, economic issues, even our private data and privacy in America, they are, you know, it's a surveillance state. So it's not surprising when we learned about the spy balloon that was flying across our country. secret police stations in America that are based in New York City and other cities that are trying to intimidate and harass the Chinese diaspora, hacking into our most strategic government systems, the Department of Commerce. You know, recently the FBI just discovered seven Chinese nationals hacking into businesses and government. So the cybersecurity threats are real. They've been bribing our military officials. So this is something we need to be clear-eyed. Our role in the committee is to investigate and expose these threats from the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, there was a facility found in California here a few months ago that was full of test rats and viruses and all sorts of pathogens in a place that was unsanitary, unkempt, all being run by the Chinese. I'm sure you saw that story as well in California. And they had to go in with hazmat systems and units and go, they didn't even know what they're dealing with. All these vials of blood and pathogens and different things. That's crazy. And so we need to stop this. Let me ask you about something else that's in the headlines right now. A lot of people talking about that. What about TikTok? What about TikTok? People say that it's a national security risk, yet your Governor Whitmer, happy to use it. The Vice President Kamala Harris, happy to use it. They don't seem too impacted by TikTok. They apparently think that it's more important that they can use TikTok than the Chinese party using us. What do you say about it?
Well, it's important to point out, you know, TikTok is owned by ByteDance, which is a Chinese-based company that is affiliated with the CCP. And the data that people allow TikTok to access, their personal data, if the Chinese Communist Party or if the Chinese military ever requests that data from TikTok, by law, a Chinese company has to turn that information over to the Chinese government. That's part of their national security laws. You know, we think of businesses in the United States as there being a firewall where, you know, there's regulation, but there's private property. They don't have that in China. Everything is subservient to the Chinese Communist Party. So what our legislation did was required TikTok to choose. Do they want to serve the Chinese Communist Party or do they want to reach out to the American people, but not both? And so it gives ByteDance up to 6 months to decide whether they want to sell TikTok to an American company or a friendly nation and a company right located there. So it's not a ban on TikTok, but it says basically you have to choose.
Congressman John Molinar, the new chair of the House Select Committee on the Party, really appreciate you being here, and I hope we have a chance to talk a little bit more, because these are topics that impact everybody across Michigan, across this country, and honestly globally. So appreciate the fact that you've gotten this new position. It's important, and I look forward to talking to you more, sir. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Look, so many threats. So many threats. We didn't even get to the stuff that they're doing in Michigan with these energy education EV programs. So there's just so much to cover and so little time. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep. We're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.